So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
So welcome to the Property Cashflow Show. My name's Dan Latta. We're sat outside. Someone's cutting his hedge. What are you cutting your hedge for? I'm live. Anyway, we are live. I'm sat outside. It's a nice, warm, sunny day. And we're going to talk about a question that I got asked on property sourcing earlier on this week. So let's get straight into it. And if you've got any questions, stick them in down below. So the email came in on Instagram, actually. So I didn't see it for a couple of days. But anyway, it came in. Hi, Dan. Just bought your property sourcing course. So far, so good. I was just wondering what your opinion is on my current situation. I'm currently working on an apprentice wage. However, looking to start as a property sourcer. I've got enough money to get it started. A question is, do I start it alongside my current job or finish my apprenticeship, leave my workplace and fully dedicate it to property sourcing? So thank you very much for asking that question. A great question to ask. And I've got a couple of thoughts on it as well. Let me just make sure you, there we go. So the couple of thoughts that I've got on this are, I've always believed that you should have a solid platform from which you can spring off, okay? And that solid platform is either a bunch of cash sat in the bank, although sometimes that doesn't help, and I explain why, but a bunch of cash sat in the bank, or a job that's continually bringing in jobs and you've got to work part-time on your property sourcing stuff. And the reason why I believe you need to stick in that apprenticeship, if you've got money sat in the bank, the problem is twofold. One is, you know you've got this cash, and so you know you're going to eat for the next couple of months. That bothers me, okay? The fact that you know you've got food available bothers me. Because if you're anything like me, I perform best when my back's against the wall. I always have done. If we're down 20 in basketball, I'm going to come back and score 15, 20 points maybe, usually, okay? At least in the olden days, before my knees stopped working. Because my back's against the wall. I perform best when I need to, you know, come out like a bear or a tiger who's trapped. Arr, I'm going to come out and battle my way to get back into safety, if you like. So if you've got cash sat in a bank, you don't have this urgency. Okay. The second thing is, if you have got cash in the bank, it can be too much urgency because you can see this money dwindling and you're not, like, you don't know that you can be a property sourcer yet. You've not sourced your first deal or your second or your third or your fourth or your tenth. And so you're literally gambling what you've already bought into, which is your apprenticeship. That's an asset that's going to generate cash for you. I know you're having to exchange time for money, but that's not a bad thing. But you don't know if you can sell or buy deals and sell them on. You just don't know that. If you knew, you know, you started property sourcing last week, you got your first deal coming in, that tells you that there's an increased probability that that might actually perform better for you. Just checking my microphone. Yeah. So, like, if you know that you can sell deals on, then maybe you might want to consider cancelling the job. But let me tell you what happened to me. So I went from £15,000 a year to £100,000 a year, and I did that in 4 years flat. I left work just before I turned 30, bought a fabulous Porsche 911 convertible, bright yellow thing, no roof, 160 miles an hour we had out of that car, on a private road, of course. Beautiful car, but I left work just before I turned 30. I wanted a convertible Porsche before I was 30. It was just one of those things I always wanted. But even I, at that stage, buying and selling deals, buying and selling property, I left work far too soon. I was on £100,000 a year. If I could have, you know, and by the way, I wasn't even 30 and I was doing that. Imagine if I'd have stuck in that for the next 10 years. Imagine how much more property we would have had. Okay. So I do believe that you can, even if you know what you're doing, you can generate a lot of cash. I still think that you can leave too soon. I think you can leave too early. And apologies if there's a guy cutting his hedge, by the way, in the background. We could just go sit up there. We might just move in a minute. But for me, I think you need to stay where you are. There's a reason why you went on the apprenticeship, and at the time it was a good idea. Now you've found this newfangled thing called property sourcing, and I don't think you should become a full-time property sourcer just yet. Unless you've done 10 deals, you shouldn't be even considering being a full-time property sourcer. And what worries me as well is that you might have the entrepreneur's Achilles heel. of the entrepreneur's Achilles heel is where, oh, bright, shiny object, I can do that. And it's where your belief system is greater than your experience. And I don't think that's a problem as such, except when you start gambling your job and your income based on a belief system that's not proven. I love having a positive belief system. I've got a positive belief system. That's what has gotten us to here. You know, if we're 20 points down in a basketball game with 4 minutes to go, guess what Dan thinks he can do? I still think we can win that game, and I will do everything that I think we should be doing in order to win that game. Whatever it takes, right? I will go out and do my damn best to win that game. Because I might just turn into the zone. I might hit fall away 3-point shots at the last second and all sorts of different things. I still have that belief system, I can win that game. I've seen it done. I've seen people lose games with 30 seconds left with 13 points. In fact, we've even done it. We're 13 points down with 2 minutes to go, and we went on a full court press, and we actually won that game. So my belief system, but my belief system also comes from experience. But if you've not done any property, your belief system's up here, and your belief system's up here, but your experience is down here, there's a mismatch. You're more confident of your abilities than you should be. That causes me a problem because there's an increase in risk there. I hope that makes sense, and I hope I've explained that properly. So you want to be working part-time. I did it. I did 40 hours on one job and 20 hours on another job. And then when I got working at Dell, I used to work 60 hours on that job and 20 hours on my property portfolio. I didn't leave. I was in that job for 18 months, by the way. 18 months, far too long. And literally, the job was killing me. You know, I nearly died a couple of times in a car accident. I was pulling my hair out. I was beyond stress. I was too young for the job. But my belief system was up here, and then I started buying properties, selling the deals on, buying them, the deals myself, and refurbing them, selling them on. And only at that point was I able to leave my full-time employment, because I knew it wasn't a gamble, okay? And I don't want this to be a gamble for you. I've got to be on orange juice. It's so warm here today. It's beautiful. Again, going back to that belief system of you've got to have a springboard, a solid platform from which you can leap off. And I can tell you from experience that there is no platform. If you haven't got enough money coming in, and we lived on potatoes and beans for a month when we first started out, you know, before we got, I bought my first property when I was 26 and I left work at just before I turned 30. And so it was in that 4-year period, you know, I bought my first property when I was on £15,000 a year, which is not a lot of money. Yeah, I suppose it was 18 years ago. It wasn't bad back then, but it certainly wasn't a lot of money. But I built my experience. I built my belief system. And when my experience caught up to my belief system, at that point, I could leave work. The problem for most people is that they haven't got the experience. I see it all the time, by the way, with coaches, property coaches who come in, have been in the business 2 years, I've done 6 properties, which is great, by the way. I'm not saying that, you know, that's not great, because that's wonderful. If you can keep doing that forever, you'll be awesome. But what happens when a recession hits? What happens like in 2007 and 8 when everyone, you know, the whole thing collapses? Like, can you get through that? That's the experience that you need. And you might, you know, you might wake up and you get your first deal day one and you do really well. And having that positive experience is a really bad teacher. Like, it's such a bad teacher that now you think that you're God's gift and you can do anything at all times. And that's great to have that belief system, but when you're starting to bet your house and your food and the shirt on your back on a belief system that's unproven, that for me is the problem. So that's all the long answer. The short answer is you need to stay in your apprentice. Go and get those skills. Now, if you hate your apprenticeship and you go, do you know what, even if I can't make property sourcing work, I'm never doing this, whatever the apprenticeship was, you didn't say what it was. But if that's you and you're going, well, I'm not going to do the apprenticeship anyway, great. Then at that point, you might want to look at what else can you do? Do you want to be an estate agent? Like, not, you know, it's not what everybody wants to be, but you're going to get an awful lot of experience about property if you want to be a property sourcer from being an estate agent. And so you might want to even consider doing that, because I think that's a great way forward. That's a really good way of actually making this work. Because now you're starting to get experience for free. Like, someone's actually paying you money to drive a car and look at properties and speak to investors. Someone's actually paying you money to do that. And at the same time, you're learning so much. Now, there might be a conflict of interest if you're out property sourcing for yourself. So you need to kind of resolve that in some way, however you want to resolve that. So you need to be aware of that. If your boss finds out that that's what you're doing, you know, you might even want to say to your boss, do you know what? This is what I'm doing. and they might be able to help you find a way to make that work. If you can't, then don't do property sourcing being a estate agent. But we get paid twice in this world. The first time we get paid is on experience. Everybody wants the money. Nobody wants the experience. So go get yourself paid on experience. Go be an estate agent. Go learn how this process works. If you don't want to do that, you just want to go straight into property, great, go straight into property. But set yourself some targets. You know, I've got to have my first deal lined up within 4 weeks. Set that self as a target. Most people will not set that as a target, by the way, because what if I fail? And they won't physically write down the goal in case they fail. That's the whole point of having targets, you numpty. That's why we have targets, because we want to measure ourselves against our targets. Even worse, or better, depending on your perspective, is you get a spreadsheet and you go April, May, June, July, all the way through for the next 12 months, and you go, okay, in April I want my first deal, May I want 2 deals, June I want 3 deals, July, August and September 3 deals, October 4 deals, November 2 deals, December 2 deals, January 4 deals. Like, go out and set yourself targets. How many leaflets are you going to drop in April? How many leaflets are you dropping in May, June, July? Set yourself these key performance indicators, or KPIs as we call them, and set yourself up. If it means you have to work 40 to 50 hours in a job, and then you have to work 20 hours on your property, so what? Oh, but it's hard. Life's hard. Trust me on this. Life's going to get much harder. I can quote Rocky, nothing's going to hit as hard as life. Boy, it is sat there waiting to mug you. You need to put yourself into a position of hardship and go through that pain. Because on the other side of that pain is strength and resolve and focus and desire and determination. Most people, they give it a go, they give up, that's not for me, it doesn't work, that's too hard. And then they give up, and in 6 months they go on to the next thing, you know, the entrepreneur's Achilles heel that we mentioned earlier. And then we go on to the next thing, and that doesn't work, and the next thing, and that doesn't work, and the next thing, and that doesn't work. Then we come full circle back to property, and then we try that, and that doesn't work. And they're giving up. These are the skills that you need to learn. It's not just this is how you source deals. This is what you say to an investor. This is what you say to a vendor. This is how you build rapport. This is how you find deals. That's not what property sourcing is about. Property sourcing is about failing again and again and again and keep going until you get it right. Most people stop when they get tired. Basketball, I can tell you, I stopped when I won or lost. You know, when we ran out of time, that's when I stopped. When I can do no more, that's when you stop. Most people never go to failure. I played basketball 8-9 hours a day in summer in the UK, you know, and literally you're caked in salt because you sweated and it's dry, You've gone through 2 liters of water, and we played basketball for 8 hours. And we keep going and going and going. And that's why we've got the belief system that we can always win, even when we're losing. Our belief system's up here. And then sometimes we'll perform to that level as well. But most people are giving up far too soon without getting the result because it's too hard but it's easy for you. It wasn't easy for me. It was really hard work. Life is really hard. And it is going to come and kick you in the nuts like so many times, more than once. By the way, if you've got any questions or comments, please stick them in the box while I'm having a quick think. So we're just out here at the villa. We're in about an hour north of Valencia. This is where we live. We live here in Spain. Been here in Spain for about 6.5 years. And it is just an amazing lifestyle. And if you're wondering, should you do it? The answer is always yes. So, interestingly, it's a Friday today, and it's not the Property Cash Flow Show, is it? It's can you believe I got that wrong? It's the, what are we on? Mindset and Hustle Show today. Do you know what? This is the problem with lockdown. I just don't even know what day it is. Like, I thought it was Wednesday today. We're talking about property. But look, where Mindset and Hustle is about you protecting your backside. Like, what's the worst that could happen? Property sourcing doesn't work. Okay, and it could be anything, by the way, or your business. If that is the worst thing that could happen, fine. At least then you've got something to fall back on, which is your job or your apprenticeship or whatever that happens to be. If you then lose your apprenticeship, at least then if you're doing the property sourcing stuff, you've got a skill. But again, it takes time and effort and work. You're going to get it wrong time after time after time, and you've got to keep persisting. The people who get through You know, so I'm 47 now, and I know when I look back at my basketball history, if I'd have gone out and shot the basketball every single day for an hour, my game would have been, oof, I would have gone all pro for sure. I was already a good player. I could hit shots from all over the court, but my work ethic was in the toilet. And if I didn't get it right, I'd give up. Luckily, through investing for 20 years, I would keep going and keep going and keep going. People would laugh at me. You want to be an investor? Good luck to you. You're living in a dream world. That's all I ever heard. And you're right. I live in a dream world. It's a beautiful dream that come true. But I had to battle through all of that. Some of it is hustle, for sure. Some of it is a PMA, positive mental attitude. You've got to keep going and going and going. Because if not, life's going to come. It's going to take it all away from you in a heartbeat, in a second. And those people that life comes and it kicks them in the ass and they give up, in 5 years or 10 years or 15 years, they're back to where they were, okay? Like, they're back to where they started at first, and then they've got to keep going. You might as well just keep going. Got to adapt to everything that's going on in the world right now, and the world in 3 months when we get out of lockdown, vastly different than the world when we first entered lockdown 2 months ago. All right, that's me done for today on the Mindset and Hustle Show. I actually remember what the hell I'm supposed to talk about. I hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on Monday. We're in the Business Growth Show. And on Monday, we've got something really cool that we're going to talk about. Just find out what it is because I put it in my calendar. Oh, lead magnets. And why are they not working anymore? You're going to love that one. That's on Monday. That's live in the Facebook group. Come and join me on that. Other than that, have a wicked weekend. I will speak to you soon. Take care and stay safe.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.